I'm Jeb Sharp, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. It will be a long time before we know for sure how many people were killed by the earthquake in Haiti. But the Red Cross today estimated the quake's death toll at somewhere between 45,000 and 50,000. And the Red Cross says about 3 million people are in need of relief assistance now in Haiti. That's a third of the country's population. Bob Poff is disaster coordinator for the Salvation Army in Haiti. Earlier today, he described the scene outside his office in Port-au-Prince.
Just outside our compound, they're piling up bodies. My estimate is somewhere between 50 and 100 bodies that we've seen brought out, and it's a horrific scene to see. We've known that the bodies were in the neighborhood, inside the collapsed buildings, but to see them here and then, of course, know that it represents some concern for us in terms of the potential for disease, it's rather alarming.
Are these people who are dealing with the bodies, are these the bodies of their loved ones, or are people just mobilizing to get the bodies out of wherever they can?
It's their family and friends and people who live in the community. And there is a great sense of community here, people watching out for each other and caring for one another. And I've seen it at its best here in the last 24 hours.
And what information have you gathered since we spoke yesterday in terms of conditions throughout the capital? What have you learned about what's happening beyond your neighborhood?
People are interested in trying to get some things done, debris removed and so on. But where are they going to move that debris to? There are only so many places we can put it in it. I noticed as we were driving last night that, many streets are just piled with block after block of high piles of debris. And people are sleeping in the middle of the street because they don't want to be anywhere near those buildings.
What about other basic issues, food, medical care, the things that people need right now? Are they finding any of them?
Well, we have some food. We're starting to get a little nervous, to be honest, because we've been expecting our international teams and food supplies to arrive, and we are being told that they can't land at the airport. Our teams can't get in, and the resources they're bringing can't get in, and so we're starting to get a little concerned about the food. We aren't completely out yet, but we are trying to guard it very carefully. We are out of medical supplies. We need a lot of medical supplies, and it's the basics. It's gauze and bandages and hydrogen peroxide, and we'll need more complex things as well, but at the moment we don't have medical personnel who can use those things.
What are you most concerned about, or what's sort of at the top of your worry list?
Well, I think I'm concerned that the resources are not going to get here in time. I understand how well-intentioned I believe the best about all the people that are involved in this process. But I don't understand the bottleneck at the airport. I'm sure there's probably a logical explanation, but I don't need a logical explanation. I need food and water for these people.
What's the most dramatic story you've encountered since we spoke to you about 24 hours ago?
I think it's the story of a little girl who's about 10 years old. They brought her to us. She had no clothing on. She had been buried in the debris since the event took place. Her body was swollen. She was completely covered head to toe with the dust of the debris that she'd been buried in. And my wife took the time very carefully to wash her from head to toe. And then she gave her some of her clothing, and she had a pair of flip-flops. She gave them to the little girl, and there was such excitement and such a big smile on her face, and she began to dance around because she had some new shoes and some new clothes and maybe a new lease on life.
Bob Poff, thank you very much once again.
It's my privilege.
Bob Poff is the disaster coordinator for the Salvation Army. He joins us from Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince.